August 27th, Jesus says, "Even in the apocalypse the periods seem to be confused, but that is not the case. It would be better to say they are reflected in the future times under increasingly grandiose aspects. We are now in the period I call of the forerunners of the Antichrist. Then the period of the Antichrist, who is the forerunner of Satan, will come. He will be helped by the manifestations of Satan, the two beasts named in the apocalypse. It will be a time worse than the current one. Evil is constantly increasing. Once the Antichrist is defeated, the period of peace will come to give men struck by amazement at the seven plagues and the fall of Babylon time to gather under my sign. The anti-Christian epoch will rise to the maximum power in its third manifestation, that is, when the last coming of Satan takes place. Do you understand? To believe is necessary without quibbling. You really did understand, precisely because you don't quibble. The dictations do not contradict each other. One must read them with faith and simplicity of heart. Like one who is anxious to make something understood, I always go straight to what is most important, which in this case is my kingdom. For in the kingdom there is the justification for my having become incarnate and having died. For in the kingdom there is proof of my infinite power, goodness, and wisdom. For in the kingdom there is proof of eternal life, of the resurrection of the flesh, of my power as judge. Therefore, when I spoke to explain the apocalypse, I almost always crowned off each individual point explained with my judgment, my triumph, my kingdom, and the defeat of Satan in himself, in his creature, and in the forerunners. Read carefully, and you will see there is no contradiction. I said what I have said.